brand new week, and we are rolling like an 18-wheeler, baby. The month of June has 2 days left.
Let's go.
Hey, they are you know what? They swoon for AG in June. They swoon for Golish in June.
Who is they?
They is recruits. Recruits are just swooning in June for the Auburn head coach and his coaching staff. They're averaging one commitment every other day in the month of June. Run those numbers. True. That is true.
No, it's not.
They've had 14 verbal commitments in the month of June.
That's crazy.
That's every other day somebody pledges to be an Auburn Tiger.
What a month.
Yeah. What a month. So I wanted to be a bit of a science nerd. Can I be a science nerd on the show today, Zach?
Got a feeling you're going to do it regardless of what I say.
Fair enough. You're right as usual. Today's show presented by AUShirts.com. I got my Boog hat for Father's Day. It came this week. I meant to bring it and wear it today. It looks fantastic. You're going to love the Boog hats. You're going to love the His Name is Fred Gaskin shirts and the FE shirts and all the other offerings at AUShirts.com. Causal analysis.
Causal.
Yeah. Causal inference or causal analysis. That is the scientific process whereby you take an outcome and you go through all the possible reasons for that outcome. So I was doing some thinking today, Zach. There's a place in every man's home where he does perhaps his greatest thinking. And as I was sitting there this morning, I was triggered to think about Alabama while I was in that location. And I was like, well, what are some reasons they could be near the bottom of recruiting in the SEC? And I thought, well, maybe it is. Maybe their whole numbers thing is real. So if we're going to suppose that, let's also suppose some reasons for Auburn's recruiting windfall in the month of June. All right. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. The first one and the most obvious one is you've got a new coaching staff. You've got enthusiasm. You have a staff that everywhere they've been, they've developed a reputation of connecting with high school coaches, families, the recruits themselves. They have a winning track record. And like there's that most obvious, basic potential reason with new energy infused. Thoughts on that? I won't just go through all of them at once. I'll stop and let you.
No, I think you're fine up to this point. Keep going.
All right.
Where is this place in your house?
Every man knows where this place is.
Okay.
It's the place where you do a significant amount of thinking.
Okay.
It's the thinking spot. So we could refer to that as the thinking spot from now on.
Sure.
Second reason. Massive windfall in NIL opportunities. Auburn is dropping bags, baby. They're competing with all the other schools that are offering big money to sign. In which case, like if you're one who goes, well, it's got to be B and not A. It's definitely the money thing. Good. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
That Auburn has this windfall. Like, why would they have more money to offer? What are the reasons they would have more money to offer? Because people are excited. They're giving. They believe. Yeah. They have more
organized for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. No, I do think it's wild how many Alabama people are just saying, oh, well, we're out of money. It's fine. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
That Auburn is out of money? Alabama people saying Auburn's out of money?
No, Alabama people are saying, like, oh, well, we spent all of our money on the roster. So it's
I got you.
Oh, y'all are out of money. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no issue with Auburn gaining a reputation, assuming this is true.
Yeah.
Which I think it's partially true. I don't think it's 100% true. And obviously relationships still matter. But I want Auburn athletes to be the highest paid student athletes in every sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let that be the reputation that Auburn is offering really handsome NIL packages.
Yeah. Oh, Coach Golish is calling me. Oh, Coach Durkin is calling me. Oh, Von Trell is calling me.
Yeah.
Okay. If they want me, Yeah. It's like, all right, I'm about to get my life changed. Awesome. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. No, yeah. You know, Auburn, that, you know, Auburn's giving people bunches of money. Cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'll take
no
that.
Issue with that at all.
Yeah. All right. So what are other reasons, Zach? Could it be that they're loading up on this class and they won't have as large a class because of that numbers argument that Alabama is using, that they have a large number of seniors? They brought a lot of transfers over and, you know, it's a 1 or 2 year deal. Or maybe after 1 year in the Golish system, they're expecting a larger number of players to go, nah, I gave it a shot for a year. It's not me. And they're going to need to replenish those guys. Is that possible?
Could be possible. I don't know if that's what I would pick, but it's certainly possible.
Yeah.
You know, I think they got here and I think they were looking at different ways to attract talent for the most cost-effective way. And they went through a portal cycle. And I think they realized, like, okay, it's cheaper to keep guys here than to go out and get new guys. And yep. So let's go through the high school ranks and build it that way. I also think there's some coaches that are handling this with an assumption that rules could potentially change that'll make it easier to keep guys on the roster, or from a player's perspective, less enticing to transfer. I would be surprised if the guys who are signing in the 2027 class, if they're able to, like, if the rules don't change by the time they're done, the next 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So I do think there could be a bet being placed on that, Brad. And I also think the culture aspect of it, like, Golish wants his guys in. I mean, we saw that very clearly with the exodus from South Florida to Auburn. He wants to trust players. He wants to trust guys and develop those guys, his dudes.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with getting a lot of these guys there. And then also, you know, I do think there's a handful of these guys that if it was the old roster rules and limitations and situation, that they wouldn't be a part of this class. Like, I do think this class looks larger because you're seeing Golish use more of the roster spots, the 105 instead of the 85.
Yep.
So I think that's a big part of this too.
Yeah, I agree. I think the culture part is one of those other possibilities. What I'm wondering is, what are other possibilities? What are we missing? Like, what are the... Because that's how you get down to what's actually happening, is you try to put all the possibilities together and then figure out which one is the most reasonable.
Sure.
Okay? And I think the culture, the NIL, the excitement, I think the combination of those three is the most reasonable. All right? What's a wild possibility? That they're just lying to guys, that they're saying they're going to get paid a certain amount, but they're not, or they're going to get a certain amount of playing time, but they're not, like, dishonesty.
Sure.
I guess that's possible.
It's technically possible.
Boy, it flies in the face of everything that, like, the reputation that Golish has garnered before he ever stepped foot on the Auburn campus, though.
Yeah, right.
So that's not reasonable. That's not likely. So I just think there's so many of these good things that are flying around right now for Auburn recruiting that it's kind of like it's always going to be the case at Auburn. People are going to try to poke holes in anything good that's happening. All right. It happened 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. It's always happened that people try to poke holes when Auburn is doing things well. And I just don't know if reasonably, logically, you can do that with what we've seen out of the staff in this first recruiting cycle. It is the first. There's a long way to go, and you still got to get to games and all that, and we know all of that. But it just seems like the reasonable stance would be they got stuff going really well right now. It's hard to punch holes in that. Today's show is brought to you in part by our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Run by there 7 o'clock in the morning. Get your stuff fixed. Get to work on time because you're
beat the heat.
Yeah. You're the type of individual who knocks stuff out. Beat the heat. And it's hot.
Beat it.
It's muggy. 4th of July is coming up. You don't need to be dealing with car issues. Get your free AC performance evaluation, your free system pressure test, your free vent temperature analysis, plus $50 off any AC repairs over $300.
Wow.
Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Tell them Village Vice. Tell them Bang. The Barn sent you.
Beat the heat.
Beat it. Just beat it. Nobody wants to be defeated. Right. It doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. What do we expect in the month of July from Auburn recruiting?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the class certainly seems close to done, except for the massive names that are still lingering. So right. July 1st is big. MJ Evans has said that he is announcing on July 1st. Tay Walden Jr., who is my favorite player in this class,
yep,
announces on July 1st. I was drinking my coffee this morning thinking about Tay. It's like, man, hope he picks Auburn in a few days.
Look at the way you light up when you think about him. That's awesome.
Man,
I love that.
He's such a good player. He's so good. And then obviously Carlos May on the 18th. So those are all very, very important. I don't think there's a public announcement date for James Branch. So he's certainly on the radar. And then Nico Campus is out there, but Kyle feels pretty good that he's going to Tennessee.
Well, if Kyle feels good about that, then there you go. It would be one of the few head-to-heads that Auburn would have lost against Tennessee. Golish's recruiting really well against his former team in this cycle.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it makes sense to get if you're Nico Campus, I don't know if it makes sense to pick us in this scenario, because I do think the other tackles that we got are better than him. So.
Yeah. Maybe
we're lagging.
He might want to compete. And look, the rate, and this I know. We'll fix it. It's because I clicked on an article. I clicked on a story. It's my fault.
It's unbelievable.
This is your least favorite running bit. The performance of my we're fine now. The performance of my computer is your least favorite running bit. It's the running bit that you wish were not.
I've offered to just buy you one and you won't accept the offer.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do it. We'll fix it. I promise. But
no,
all right. I'm not dogging specific players.
We haven't fixed it in a year and a half.
Yes, we will. Oh, it hasn't been that bad for a year and a half. It hasn't been that bad for a year and a half. Don't be dramatic. We're fine now. We're in sync now.
I don't know if we are. So, go ahead. We're not. Go ahead.
We are. I'm watching you in real time.
Go ahead.
So, no, the retention rate of offensive tackle, the hit rate, not the retention rate, the hit rate on tackles.
Yeah.
You need, if you want to get two starters out of a class, I think you need to get four. Now, you can make the argument that it's hard to get four to say yes to you in a class, and I understand that that's tough, but you better get twice as many as you need.
Yeah, or just get if you get two or three every year, I think it gives you a shot for sure. Especially when you feel so good about one of the ones you got last year was zero. That definitely helps cover up some stuff.
Yeah. For sure. We're fine. Meanwhile, I'm trying to close every application on my computer to try to make this thing work. I'm trying. Also, the heat is out in my... Look, this building, I'm telling you, Zach, this building is just going to fall in on itself.
Yeah.
The AC is out in the building today. It's only 100 degrees. Why would the AC need to work in here?
They should just let you work from home. What do you need to be there physically for? They got you calling a baseball game tonight? I don't think so.
No, they don't. You're right. That's not a bad argument, actually. Not a bad argument. Did you talk about last night on the Barncast that season tickets have sold out for a fourth straight year?
Wow.
Did y'all talk about that at all?
Yeah. If they, football, I wasn't there the entire time, but they did not talk about that while I was there.
Okay. I think that's, I don't think that's a non-story.
Okay.
You're going to get a bump anytime you have a head coach that's new. But the last new head coach never got over that hump, and they, and the fans continue to buy the season. And man, in this age of every game's on TV, you have the most access to games you've ever had before, and people still want to be a part of it live in the stadium. I think that's important.
Yeah. No, and it's tough to get to the stadium on game days, for sure. I think once you're in the stadium, it's incredible. But yeah, it's tough for folks to get in there. The it's also like not a loaded home schedule either. Like Alabama and Georgia are away. I guess your best two home games are Florida and LSU, which are still going to be incredible atmospheres and home games. But
yeah,
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that home schedule: Southern Miss, Florida, Vanderbilt, LSU, Arkansas, Samford, and Baylor is, you know, you can add Baylor in a package with that for Atlanta, for the home game in Atlanta. But it's rough. Only three home games after the month of September.
Gross.
Again, you stack the deck, and I say that like any opportunity, especially this year, out of 365 days, we get six games at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Every one of them is special because you only get six.
Right.
But if you're talking about the optics and stacking the deck against buying a season ticket, and yet still there's a wait list really long and people are still doing it in spite of those things.
Right.
I mean, that's the power. And like, so if you take that and then you go back to some of the causal analysis behind this.
Causal.
And go look at the momentum that this program has despite a losing overall record over the last 5 years. That's one of the, like, I think that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
And these guys get to campus and they experience what campus is like for a game, or they experience what it's like even on a weekend where there's nothing going on. And they go, there's not a lot of places like this, legitimately.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places like this. So
there's not a lot of places like the Village Vice post show.
That's right.
Either. So make sure you become a member over at the Barn on YouTube. And, you get Village Vice post shows Monday through Thursday. You get Afternoon Delight every single day. You get film breakdowns. You get all sorts of stuff when you become a member over at the Barn. So please consider doing that today. Does that do it for today's show, or do we have more stuff?
No, it does. Today's post show is actually just going to be the lag when I try to upload the audio portion of today's show. And you can watch Zach get so mad that he sweats and throws his Roback hat across the room. It'll be great fun.
Can't wait.
That'll do it for today's show. Thanks, everybody, for being a part. Please subscribe at the very least if you're not subscribed. And remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.